whiz, bang, boom, pop. In the weeks leading up to July 4, these are familiar sounds in Longmont neighborhoods as people set off fireworks prior to the holiday. After hearing residents voice significant concerns, Longmont City Council and the City of Longmont have taken steps to address the issue. Last year, members from POP, or Protect Our People and Property, stood before City Council to persuade them to do something about the fireworks set off in neighborhoods in Longmont. Council directed staff to find new ways to inform residents of the effects of illegal fireworks. The staff returned with a plan to share information through social media, media partnerships, public presentations and lawn signs. The lawn signs on just one way the city is educating the public on the harmful effects of fireworks. The signs focus on the implications to veterans, animals, fire danger and showing respect for neighbors, said Robin Erickson, Longmont Public Safety spokesperson. The lawn signs are free to pick up on the second floor of the Safety and Justice Center at 225 Kimbark Street, Monday through Thursday 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The city made 500 signs and around 400 remain at the time of publication. The city is asking that signs be returned or reused each year. City Council has heard many concerns about illegal fireworks and want to ensure that the community understands the impact that they have on neighbors, said Sandy Cedar, Assistant City Manager. They are funding these signs as one way to get the word out about those impacts that people may not be considering when they are lighting illegal fireworks. The council is also sponsoring the Kiwanis Community Fireworks Show and encourages the public to attend that spectacular and safe event, rather than holding small events in the neighborhoods.